One in three lawyers experience depression due to overwork, and according to one federal court judge, the pressures in the legal profession are toxic. Justice Shane Marshall has been a federal court judge for 20 years and one of those suffering from depression. Justice Marshall only recently revealed his struggle with mental illness to colleagues, but this morning he speaks exclusively to Di Martin from RN's Background Briefing program, who prepared this report.
Well, I was first diagnosed with depression in 2008 and was given mild antidepressant and given some strategies for recovery by a psychologist.
It's difficult for anyone to make themselves this vulnerable, let alone a 20-year veteran of the federal court bench. But Justice Shane Marshall is determined to challenge the stigma around mental health in the law, a stigma he's felt all too keenly.
I was just too proud to go to the Chief Justice and say I need help. And part of that was just the way I was brought up. Dad was a wharfie, mum was a migrant factory worker. I was taught never to show any sign of weakness.
Justice Marshall says he worked three times as hard to overcome his symptoms, and no issues have been raised with either his judgments or conduct on the bench. He says mental illness is no different from any chronic physical condition that needs to be managed with medication. But he says two of his colleagues haven't spoken to him since he revealed he has depression.
I don't know whether that's disapproval or whether they find it difficult to deal with it, or I've inadvertently offended them in some other way.
With his working class background and frequent representation of unions at the bar, Justice Marshall says his appointment to the bench was not universally welcomed. He then faced a relentless workload, which he says contributed to his illness. Justice Marshall says the highly competitive nature of law and its intense pressures mean the courtroom can be an unsafe workplace. He's reprimanded barristers in his court for bullying junior staff. And he's talked to former federal court judges about their bullying from the bench.
And I've made a comment to them that I didn't think that was the appropriate way to go, that it wasn't fair on them, and that we had immense power over them and we could shatter somebody by our reaction to them, especially a junior practitioner.
How was that comment received?
Not very well.
Do you think it made a difference?
Well, there was less intervention in the afternoon.
Justice Shane Marshall says the pressure on young lawyers is far worse than when he started out.
I'm really concerned about where the legal profession is heading. Much tougher to get a job. The competition's more intense.
So do you see then this issue getting worse?
Oh, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly. I think one's almost tempted to go to a law school and put a sign up, you know, beware, toxic profession.
Justice Shane Marshall is now on leave, pending retirement later this year. He says if anyone else is struggling, they should not follow his example and instead seek help.
If you're not enjoying anything in life, if you feel totally overwhelmed, if you feel that you're not getting adequate support, if you're finding it hard to get up in the mornings, hard to concentrate, if life is a real struggle, reach out.
Justice Shane Marshall, a judge on the federal court, and Di Martin with that report.